NADF. Marvelous. W8FU. Last day. Oh, it's a day. It's my last day before and off till after Christmas.
Woohoo!
It's a good stretch. Good week to take some time and relax and not have to do things. Yeah, I used to always take off between Christmas and New Year's. We always get 2 days each week, so you could take 6 days and get, you know, over 2 weeks off. So it was a good deal. Kind of like Thanksgiving week. We get 2 days off there, so you could take 3 days and get a week. But, you know, since the kids are all grown and out of the house, it's really not really any different than any other time. So for me, when the kids were young, that was great. But now, it's like any other time. In fact, like I think we've talked about this before, working between Christmas and New Year's is actually almost a vacation in and of itself. We used to call it in-house PTO at the accounting firm I worked for because it was a ghost town. There was nothing going on because everyone else took the time off. Yep, I spent a lot of time doing meetings, conference calls, things like that, and nobody schedules any of them in that period because too many people are missing, and so there's none of that, and then the regular work goes on, but, you know, pretty much you're down to just the essential stuff. Nobody's looking to get any extra stuff or special stuff done, and I don't do any of that work anymore, so... Yeah, it gets quiet for me. I mean, it really gets quiet for everybody, really. It's funny how stuff doesn't break as much. I guess there's less people out there to break it. NADBS. The numbers game. The more people, the more things that break. We have a guy that started now, so I finally get to step back and breathe a little bit. So I'm thinking I'm probably going to take Friday off and... maybe Monday, but I got to be there Christmas Eve, and then we're off Christmas Day, and then we're back at it. Business as usual. You got to work Christmas Eve? Oh, man. I don't know. I do, but I don't. We're open. People are there. It's a normal business day. And I kind of negotiated with my boss. I was like, you cover the day after Thanksgiving. I'll work Christmas Eve. That way we've got coverage, and he was like, I don't think either of us need to be here for Christmas Eve, and I'm like, oh, we'll see. It doesn't really bother me. We're doing Christmas with my in-laws and my parents Saturday and Sunday this weekend, and then after that, I don't really have anyone else to see, so my wife and I were just going to hang out at home with the kids. Yeah, that'll work, but no, I just surprised anybody's... I wouldn't, if I had a business, I wouldn't be open on Christmas Eve. If it fell during the week, I wouldn't give it, you know, if it fell on a Saturday or a Sunday, I wouldn't give, the corresponding Friday or Monday off, but, unless I was in retail, right? If you're in retail, then I guess I could see the argument for being open on Christmas Eve. But yeah, I think Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, and the day after Christmas should be off. Those should be 3 days. I don't disagree. My last job was a smaller company, and it was the same thing. It was Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, and depending on when it fell, day after. We're in a service business now, so if we're not running, it's bad news. So it's one of those things where if we don't have to make holiday pay, we're staying open. because then if we don't, it just sets us another day behind and it screws everything up. Yeah, I could understand that for the operational stuff, but, you know, the office stuff and the back office stuff, I would ghost town it. And that's what I guess he's saying when he says you don't really need to be there. Anyhow, enough on all that. So, did you get what I was saying, or I should say what I was relaying about the noise floor and stuff when you move that 900 ISM band stuff up high? Yeah, especially the densely populated area in which it's going to be. It makes sense. I guess, how high is it going to be? Oh, I don't know. We'd have to crunch the numbers. I never really committed the height in measurement to memory, but it's going to be up there. So, you know, I we'll try it. I mean, what's it hurt? If we find it's not really performing, then we'll try something else. We'll try something, you know, up, but a little bit less. I've got some ideas for that, too. So, when I see, I'll tell you what the possibilities are. Okay. It should be done this week. I've got, I think I'm going to just modify the one I have. So it actually should be done today or tomorrow. I've got four 3,000 milliamp hour packs coming with the appropriate JST pigtails. So I'm going to wire all those in parallel. And then, that should be 12,000 milliamp hours. That should be plenty. And I might even leave the 18650 that's in there, which is 3,500. So, you know, close to 15,000 mAh plus the solar panel, it should get us quite a bit of time. Hey, whatever. Like you said, I'm just willing to deploy one for you somewhere. You can see how it works. No, I know, I appreciate it, and I know everyone else involved with this mesh staffing stuff does as well. It's just, there's no definitive, no one knows. I look online and I see great reports, I see horrible reports. It's so 50-50 that it's one of those things where, like you said, we got to just try it and see what happens. Sure, find out for yourself, you know, and then you'll know, right? It's no big deal. It's not like it's going to be any big thing to try some stuff. We can try the big central location, and if that proves to be. Now, can you monitor, you know, the receiver on it? You know, can you tell, or we just have to make assumptions about the receiver performance? I'm not sure what kind of data you can extract from the thing about its environment. Since it's not going to be tied into the internet, it's one of those things where I actually have to go connect to it to see how it's doing. Once you connect to it, then it'll show you all the data. So my thoughts are get it up there, leave it there for a week or two, and then, you know, drive down there and connect to it, see what it's doing. If it's doing something, great, we'll leave it. If not, we'll take it down. Another knucklehead driver. All right, yep, that'll work. So got some, we got the big sites and then got some smaller sites that might prove to be better. So, we can talk about it when we connect. Very cool. I know Fred and the guys, Central Michigan, have worked on a lot. They put some up really up high commercial sites and things like that. They're the ones that have found it to be pretty lacking when you get them up in the air. So, you know, your mileage may vary, but you saw that one that they did up. That's the one that I forget who was saying they saw one identifying as Frankenmuth. I that picture I dropped is that one. I'll have to double check, but someone down here is picking up one from Frankenmuth. I don't remember how it came up. I don't think anybody's picking it up, but I think somebody saw it in a map or was just commenting about how Central Michigan Network, had a couple of these, and that one was one of them or something. I don't know what how the conversation went, but somebody brought it up, so I did a little digging, and that's the pictures I dropped on there was the actual unit that they built up. I think Fred built it, and they deployed it up there in Frankenmuth. Oh, okay, I did see those pictures then. I didn't know that was Frankenmuth. Yeah, I don't know. I think I'm at about my limit with what I'm willing to invest until I start seeing some data and some results. Kind of had the wind knocked out of my sails last night when I figured out the protocol and how these work and how they hop, and still don't have a full understanding of it, but like you said, we'll see what happens. Definitely not turning in my radios for it, that's for damn sure. Speaking of, my 500 is finally out for delivery, so I will have that back today. Fingers crossed it's actually fixed and I can get back to a normal, proper radio in my truck. Good deal. All right. So, who was I talking to? I was talking to Wally yesterday, and he said you made a comment about the 200 going out of production. I love my 200. I really do. In fact, I sometimes toy with the idea of throwing that back in my car. I just don't know what I'd do with the 500 then. That's what Damien said. I don't know if it's actually, but it does say it's out of stock everywhere. And he was saying, you read something how they're having issues sourcing a couple components for it. So I wouldn't put it past Yaesu with all the stupid crap they do. I know it's not a problem for you, but I'd hang on to that 200. That was my plan, is if this 500 came back garbage, I would probably do a 5100 ICOM or another 200. But it looks like it's going to be the 5100 if I'm unhappy with this thing still. The downside is it's the only radio with a speaker in the head. Well, you should be happy with it. I my 500 is fine radio. It really is. I'm just saying I like the form factor and the simplicity of the 200. It's not about the radio working better, because the 500 does everything the 200 does. You could argue even better. I don't know better, but dual band, dual watch, and all that, whereas the 200 is single band, dual watch, dual band, single watch, that's what I meant. And that's okay, but with that APM or AGM or whatever that mode is that they have, that renders that pretty unimportant for most folks. For me, certainly, I barely need to listen to one thing, let alone two. Are you talking about the AMS, the automatic mode select for Fusion, where it flips back and forth between C4FM and FM? Or are you talking about the PMG, where you can monitor, I think it's five different frequencies at once? That's it, PMG, yeah. Yeah, with that PMG function, the fact that it's not a dual watch radio gets kind of, whatever. On the 200, I pretty much hung out in there only because it didn't have bank, so I would kind of treat that as a bank where, driving to and from my old job, I would have repeaters along the way in PMG. So then whatever one was coming in the best was one I would flip to. Obviously, after a period of time, I figured out which ones to switch to when. But, I don't know. I'm indifferent on it. I think it's perfected on that radio, but I don't think it's super necessary. And then I guess on the 500, you can't even scan in that PMG. But, the 500, I think it's a great radio. It better be. It's a flagship radio. I just hope it's fixed. It was super unfortunate that it had to go back. Oh, yeah, you'll no problem. It's a good radio, and so it's just unfortunate you got a lemon, but they fixed it. You know, they found something, so, and it makes perfect sense. So, good deal. We'll look forward to seeing what you think once you get it back. You gonna just throw it on the bench first thing? I'm guessing, because you said you'd get duplicated on the bench, right? No, I'll throw it right back in the truck. That BTEC amp I'm using uses the exact same connectors as the 500, so it's that 4-pin Molex connector for the power. I got my 259 antenna down there from that I ran, so all I really got to do is plug in, and I left the Ethernet cable ran throughout the cab, so I really just have to plug in the head, mount the head, plug in the power, hook up the antenna, and I'm back up. So it'll take me a couple minutes. I'll test that out. My question is that audio amp circuit, that would be in the main unit, right? That wouldn't be in the head. Well, I don't know how they're doing it. They could have two separate circuits for each channel, you know. I'm sure, you know, or they could have something hybrid or something. I don't know what they've done there, but the way that they've implemented the second speaker, I believe there's going to be two different audio chains, and there'll probably be a separate amp for each. Probably one in the trunk and one in the head would be my guess. You know, not that they couldn't have one amp in the trunk unit, and you know, the speaker in the head is just well, that's just a Cat 5 cable. So I'm almost certain they're going to have two completely separate audio chains, including, you know, amps and everything. It's not that important. I was just curious because when I was talking to Eric last night, I was like, yeah, you know, when I first got it, I was, quote, breaking it in. It's new electronic, and I could smoke burning electrical. So then I was like, a light bulb went off. I'm like, I wonder if I'm cooking the audio circuit when I was smelling that, or if it was just truly the radio warming up, cooling down from transmitting, and, you know, all the yummy plastic smells and the electrical stuff burning itself off. Well, if I were a betting man, I'd say that was not normal, and that's probably when your problem occurred. And, you know, it brings up, you know, you make an interesting point. Never really thought about that, but I think there was a way you could get in there and you could run it off just the one speaker or just the other. It would have been a cool test to, you know, try it on the one, see if you hear it, try it on the other, see if you hear it. That would have been a cool test. But again, there's no guarantee. And even if the audio, well, the power amp would probably be separate. But there are places where the audio chain, depending on where the problem was occurring, there would be places in the audio chain where, you know, before it gets segregated off into the different chains, where you could pick something up that would be unique. You know, it would be at both chains. But that probably wouldn't be at the audio amp level, which is what I think you said they replaced. So I think those would be separate. So. But again, no guarantee of that. So anywho, but, yeah, the fact that they replaced an audio amp is pretty obvious they found it. Funny enough, I went through the ringer with this thing, and I did do that. So when I had it on the bench, I plugged in an external speaker because that's the only way to mute the head, and had all the audio coming out of the external speaker and the main body speaker, and it was fine. As soon as I unplugged the external speaker and the head speaker started firing again, that's when I heard it. So I don't know if that helps you decipher anything. Like I said, it's not a big deal. I was just trying to understand how these things work a little bit better. You know, it's not a laptop I'm taking apart that I know where everything's at, what it does. This is a little different for me. Jesus, H. Criminy. Starbucks has got a line wrapped around, and this Starbucks here at Cass and Grossbeck, actually South Cass, is just absolutely the worst possible layout, and you know, the entrance and exit, the parking lot, just terrible. If I was them, I would I would do something. I would change the way that parking lot works, because it's just an absolute F show every day. It seems like every Starbucks has a tiny building and a tiny parking lot that wraps around and then backs up traffic on whatever road it's off of. They do, but the problem with this one in particular is the drive-through. If there's any amount of traffic in the drive-through at all, it blocks the entrance to get in. So now there's all these people out on the main road trying to get into the place, and they can't because the people sitting there in the drive-thru have everything all blocked up. And there's two different ways to get in, so some people try to sneak in from the other way, and now they're driving across the parking lot, which is, you know, almost caused fender benders multiple times. This one's just, is particularly worse than any one I've been to. The only one I ever drive by is the one at just east of Gratiot on Hall Road. That one's always backed up on the Hall Road, but at least there's a shoulder there. It's amazing how many people want their Starbucks in the morning, man. Hold on here, let me pull up to the Tim Ho's to get my coffee. Oh man, am I terrible. The out the window said something to me, and my mind went in the gutter. Whoops. Still in there, Dakota? Yeah, I'm just procrastinating going inside. Sure. Well, I'm meeting up with Wally today, and we've got some possibly very, very interesting news for the group. We'll see. To be determined, but we may have a new rabbit hole. We may have a new rabbit hole. And this one will be funded, I should say. So it'll be kind of like an Anthony audio code phone thing. I can't even begin to guess where that would lead, because there are so many different avenues this hobby can go. I'll try to get something out on the Telegram, but I want to check a few things out first, check a few premises and whatnot. But anywho, I will I'll be talking to Wally a little bit later this morning. He's coming by to pick up some stuff and probably get lunch. I will be monitoring the Telegram, looking for any updates. Speaking of Anthony, what did he say about today? I think he said something about Thursday he was going to be near me. So got a radio with his name on it as well. So. All right, anyhow, you're in the parking lot. I am turning into the parking lot, so it's all just one big parking lot. I will talk to you later on, maybe catch you on the way home. Who knows? After yours, W8FU. Sounds good. I'm going to go inside and go through the motions and get through these next 2 days. I feel like complete garbage, so... I'm just a body in the building, but yeah, I'll be out of here at 4 today, so maybe I'll catch you then. N8DBF.
KE8RUH, mobile.
W8DAP.
Good morning.
KCP is up and mobile.
Warning.
Up and mobile. Has been for a while. I got up early thinking I had a meeting.
Where are you at?
676 and Lost. They're going back to the same place I was at yesterday.
Oh, very good. All right. I got your radio. I put your call sign in it, your DMRIP. I put some frequencies in it. Actually, I left the frequencies in it, you know. And I put all the digital stuff in that's around. And a nobody zone. I printed you up a sheet of everything. You'll need a power cord and an antenna that has a mini UHF on it. And I'll let you play around with it first, you know, before you commit to it. But you'll be impressed. I mean, these old Motorolas, they just sound fantastic, both receiving and transmitting.
So I need to order a UHF or a UHF DMR Magma from VX or something like that?
Not really. What do you got in the back of yours right now? PL-259?
I got a PL-259, and I got a Tram dual band mag mount, that's about it for an extra antenna.
Yeah, the dual band will work okay. It has a little bit of gain to it. That thing works really well with just a quarter wave, but if you don't want to get a mag mount with a, you don't want to get a mag mount with a, UHF, they make UHF to mini, they make PL-259 to mini UHF adapters. Mini UHF is common, it's on most of the Motorola radios that I've come across. So, but you can't get a mobile antenna. I always get them from Amazon, same thing for the power cord, just get it from Amazon. An XPR power cord, they're about $10. And they got a fuse in them and everything else. I thought, like, I had one and all these radios that I bought, none of them had power cords, and I only had two power cords, and I was using both of them.
Okay, as long as my Tram works, that's one step, and then the power cord, yeah, I'll look it up on Amazon this weekend. And then, PL-259 to mini, I don't know what I did with it. I moved trucks in the past year and a half.
Yeah, I don't think the loss would be significant that way. Maybe Sean or some of the other experts would know, but I don't know what that, you know, every time you put a connector in it or an adapter or anything else, I know there's some TV loss, but I've done it and haven't noticed anything significant, so.
Sounds like a plan, sir. Yeah, if you want to take a picture on the back of the radio, then I know what to order. And then like I said, it's on. I'll get that all set up and get a power cord. Yeah, I'm a messenger. And I'm sorry, I'm grunting because I'm turning into a parking space.
That's fine. What I'll do is I have your cell phone. No, I don't have your cell phone number. I was going to say, because I could text you a picture of it. So, all right. Either way, we'll hook up here sometime today. And I'm at the office right now, and I got to go put out a few fires, and I got to send a truck over to Westland or West something to go pick up a stolen moped. Talk to you later. N8KPP to KC8KJO on your finale.
Yeah, check Facebook Messenger. I sent my work and my personal self that way, so you'll see it on Facebook Messenger. And 73 to you. I'm going to go sit inside and do some more programming. KJO, Cujo out.
NAKPP, mobile. NAKPP in Richmond.
NADDF.
WAW in NAKPP.
Yeah, just replying to something here, and now the phone's ringing. Okay, I'm back.
I'm on Elizabeth and Hall Road, turning on Elizabeth right now.
Elizabeth told me you were going to turn on her. She couldn't trust you.
I'm just going to have to convince her otherwise.
Okay, well, you know where you're going, so I will be here.
See you in about 5. NAKPP.
WAW.
Audio went very low then. NAKPP.
Well, the knots were knots were a big hit.
Too many things blabbing here. Was that you, Sean? KE8BFI.
Yeah, brought some garlic knots from Bubby's to the guys at the shop. They very much like them.
Ah, very good. Sounds delicious.
They looked fantastic. I didn't have one, but because I was packed from what I had.
Haven't had lunch here yet today. Had a little breakfast earlier, but it's getting to be that time. I'll have to think something up.
I think I might have a phone call coming in. Somebody just texted and said you got a minute for a call, so wouldn't be surprised if my phone doesn't ring here, but yeah, there you go. This is it for me. I'm just winding down here. A couple more hours and then off till after Christmas, so it's all good. Got a little running around to do tomorrow. Not not too much today. A little running around to do tomorrow, and then pretty much be coasting through. Got everything done. I got two gifts still coming in. I got one that's supposed to be in either today or tomorrow. Today, I think. I got one more that I think is it's going to be questionable. It may not make the cut.
Wow, that's great. A good long time off period after today. And sounds like it's not even a full day today, so excellent. And you're in good shape. Same here. I'm in good shape. I've got a few duties yet to do before the holidays, but gifts are all done, and most of the big stuff is done. I just got a couple bunch of onesie-twosie things to do along the way till we get there. So excellent. Glad to hear it. And I'll let you take your phone call. KEA-BSI.
Okie doke. Yeah, it looks like I got a couple of things. I just walked in from lunch. Wally and I grabbed lunch and figured I'd walk into a few things going on. So let me get to this. Enjoy whatever you do. It's not bad out. I thought it'd be crazy. We were up on 59 and it wasn't too bad out there. So I think the craziness won't begin until the weekend. All the last minute people trying to get stuff. Catch ya. W8FU after this.
All right. Very good. That's all I got. KE8BSI.
KE8RUH mobile.
What's got you out and about at 2?
I cut out of work early because unfortunately have to make it to the funeral home this evening and got to pick up my daughter from school and all kinds of fun adult things. Nothing exciting or anything that will make anybody else excited. I just have to be an adult for the rest of the day. Actually, the next 2 days.
Well, there you go. Well, sorry about the funeral. Never good. But, I think you were taking tomorrow off anyhow. I've got a few more hours here to go, and then I'll be off until after Christmas. I'll keep an ear for you over the holidays. I'm going to be doing some running around. I know you said something about being out my way tomorrow, but whatever, we'll hook up.
Yeah, we'll get it figured out. You know what? I know now because I'm taking some unplanned time off because of this funeral, I'm going to have to go in probably for an hour or two on Monday. Maybe if you're around on my way into the office or on my way home, we can link up and figure that out. I'm not sure when I'll be doing that, but it won't be standard 8 o'clock or anything like that, maybe 9, 10, and then going back to the east side at, 10, 11, something like that. So we'll stay in contact. We'll get it worked out and be good to go.
Okay, sounds like a plan. You let me know because, like I said, after the next couple hours here, I'm pretty much wide open. I got a little running around I got to do tomorrow. I got to get the dog to the vet and nothing serious. Just get a couple things, get his nails trimmed and his ears cleaned and stuff, and then check up. And then I got to get some gifts dropped off to my wrapper. Yeah. That's about it. Pretty flexible. So, all right, I'm going to get back to work here. Just heard you. I thought I'd say go.
Sounds good. It was good talking to you. And I said, I think tomorrow I'll be at 14 or 15 in DeQuinder for a little while. If I can make something work out, I will shoot you a text on Telegram and if I'm in the car with the radio, I will try to call you up on the radio. But otherwise, have a great rest of your work day, and we'll catch up with you soon. K8RUH.
But I thought I'd throw this out there. I'm looking at multiplexers and bandpass filters for use during winter field decks. I'm wondering if anybody has any experience with multiplexers and bandpass filters, particularly maybe some of the kits, like the VA6AM kit or the tactical radio people's kit, who I think is based off the same thing. I'm just wondering if anybody's got any experience. Anyway, hope you have a good afternoon. 88JL.
K8RUH. I'm definitely not the right person to be asking for that, so unfortunately I can't help you out, but usually there's a group of guys on here in the morning and sometimes afternoon drive that somebody might be able to help you out more than, obviously more than me, so sorry I couldn't help you out. K8RUH.
Thank you for applying, I appreciate it. But that wasn't aimed at you in particular. You said you were good. Just throwing that out there, I found that at least throwing out a question can be a lot more useful in generating conversation than just throwing out a call sign. But I am serious about wanting to buy some stuff for winter field day. And before I went off without knowing anything, I thought I'd throw that out there. So in any case, I hope you have a good afternoon. ADHJL.
Yeah, you too. K8RUH.
W8CPP. Are you driving?
Roger that. Yeah, I got this mesh-tastic going, and I should be close enough to be getting the dump in Lenox, Pine something, Pine Acres, and I am not seeing it. Which is strange.
All right, so you're driving around just trying to connect or find or connect to things. KE8BSI.
Yeah, I'm just monitoring as I'm driving back down there. I'm 11.1 miles away from Dave's house, and I'm just about in downtown Richmond. That's funny. But as the crow flies, it's not far.
Yeah, it's really not that far. That's true.
So, yeah, I have not picked up anybody that isn't on the Who Cares network. So I'm hoping I do, because I want to make sure it's picking up people that are RF, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, exactly. You want to find out what's where and that it's working properly.
Yeah, I don't know if there's any radio chatter about it, but, yeah, we got it connected to the who cares to the internet, and then it should still be picking up any RF that you're driving by. But so far, none. So, anyway, it's a fun experiment, though. WCBD.
Well, with any luck, I'll have mine up tomorrow. I don't know for sure, but supposed to arrive. I got a busy day, and so it needs to both arrive, and I need to have some time. So it'll be up tomorrow or Friday, and we'll see how that goes. Of course, I gotta do all the tinkering that you guys have already done. So hopefully, I'll figure it out. It should be easy with what everybody knows now.
Yep, and as long as I'm awake, if you need a hand, get a hold of me. I'll definitely give you a hand. I got it pretty much figured out up to this point.
All right, very good. How long are you going to be down here for?
Oh, a while. At least the weekend, if not longer.
All righty, very good.
All right, I'm going to go clear, maybe switch to the hub, WACPT clear.
KE8, VSI clear.
Captain Don, W8RCY, to Donald. I don't know how far down you're coming down, be down here, but in a busy Saturday morning, about 8:30, you can meet us at a restaurant at 12 Mile and DeQuinder and join our little breakfast club. Sean will be there. I'll be there. We've got a few other characters from the Hazel Park ARC will be there. It's just an open invite. You're welcome if you're in the area and if you have the time.
Well, I definitely have the time. It's whether or not I'm awake. when I get done talking, tell me again what time it is. I've actually been trying to make that every Saturday for the past year, and with my night schedule, it hasn't happened yet. But what time is it?
We usually get there about 8:15. They say 8:30. We have people there already seated at 8:00. But we'll make room for you. And Cozy Cabin Restaurant on 12 Mile, a hop, skip, and a jump east of DeQuinder, and it's on the north side. It's like an old log cabin-looking building.
All right, sounds good. Yeah, I knew where it was at and everything. I mean, I'm serious when I say I've been trying to make it there for a year now. I'm never, and if I am awake, I've been up 30 hours, and there was no way I was going to drive, so I'll try to adjust my schedule enough to hopefully be awake and not be tired, because I really do want to make it. So, all right, cool. I'm going to get back to what I'm monitoring here on the Miss Tastic stuff. I'm on dirt road, so I can play around with it a little bit to see what's going on. So hopefully I will see you Saturday, and I will catch you later. W8CPT.
Copy that. Have a great day. Be safe out there. W8RCY.
Hey, Tom, where are you?
Losser and Northwestern.
Okay, I'm just seeing if you're around town.
I had a touch base in Auburn Hills, and then try to go from there. I got like 3 hours worth of work left.
Okay, I sent you a picture of that wire. And that's not an issue. And then, of course, the mini UHF. I haven't got around to that, but those are only like $8.
Yeah, I wonder if the Micro Center carries anything like that. I know they carry a bunch of computer goop, but I wonder if they carry anything for radios. Probably not, but...
is that PL259, you're better off just to get an adapter, unless you're going to make it like a permanent radio, which I think you eventually will, because once you talk through this thing, both digitally and analog things, it'll just impress the heck out of you.
Does a
female PL259 to a mini UHF,
is what I
know? Yeah, a female PL259 to a mini UHF. NAKPP, I don't think you said that.
I know who you are. We all know where everybody is now. Yeah, I'll look it up on Amazon. So I need a female PL259 to mini UHF. I can even just order a UHF little stubby, too.
Yeah. Okay. I printed up a sheet, too, like 12 pages long of where everything is set at the radio. So you can look through all of that, too, if we bump past today.
Down there by Richmond, or are you up by like Auburn Hills, Lake Orion area and stuff? I know you said you had a truck going out to Westlands.
Yeah, that didn't go so hot. Right now I'm over by Anchor Bay High School. I'll probably be near that area the rest of the day.
Sounds like a plan. I guess I gotta go to Auburn Hills, drop off some controllers that the Magic Smoke got left off of them.
Okay, very good. Yeah, that'll work out good. I think that's it.
Well,
very good, sir. Send me a text. I don't have a mobile radio with me, so I need to get back near. You got my cell phone now, so send me a text. Okay. I'm doing some growth projects I'll have to tell you about when I see you. You'll be pretty excited.
Yeah, definitely. I love those types of stories.
Okay. NAKPP out at the office.
Still driving.
Okay, I'm no longer able to see my dashboard. Anybody know where the noise was coming from?
It might have been me. I just set up my Shari and I had the node configured to 443 and I think I was getting interference from something. I just switched the frequency though.
Okay, probably the exact same noise that Greg's node was putting out on the Who Cares about 2 minutes before. I thought, I wonder if Greg switched over to this one. But,
I switched to 440 and it seems to be holding now, so hopefully it stays that way.
Oh man, I hate this smell of weed. Hey Wally, you in here? W8FUNADDF. Yo. Well, I think it's fixed. Oh, you already got it? I thought it was gonna wouldn't be until you get home.
Well, I had to run out to Burton this morning at, like, I don't know, I left around, I got there at noon, and I don't feel hot, so I was like, all right, that's 30 minutes from my house, I'm gonna go do what I gotta do there and then go home, so. Then I show up a little bit ago, I was finishing building that node, and then pop this thing back in, and it seems like it's fixed. I'm very, very excited.
Yeah, because what you were describing did not sound right. You know, I know no such thing, and nor do any of the other guys that have them. So you just had, look, good luck, right? Hey, you had a 50-50 shot. You had two of them.
Something inside of me said when I picked which one I was keeping, it was the wrong one, but I did it anyway. But yeah, no, it's good. I'm sitting in my driveway right now with my house between the radio and Romeo, and it still sounds all right. Tiny bit of snow, but sounds damn good. So, huge difference from a handheld.
Yeah, real good. Little bacon fry on you, but no problem at all. Which repeater are you working?
I am going into Romeo. Let me try Richmond. I forgot Richmond's, like, right next door, and it always sounds good. Hold on. All right, I'll have to do that later. I don't even have Richmond in this radio, so I just wanted to get it in and test it, and it seems like everything's as it should have been when I got it, so now I got to update the code and add a couple things to it, but all good. I'm very excited.
All right, cool. Sounds like a wiener. All right. I'll give you a listen. I'll be curious to hear when you get mobile with it. I won't be working though till after Christmas, so you won't catch me on the road. But I'll be curious to hear when I get back out there how you sound on the trip in. You should have no problems now.
Will do. Well, enjoy your time off, and maybe I'll catch you in the afternoon. If not, I will catch you on the hub. I'm gonna clear out, go back inside. I'm freezing. So thanks for testing. NADDF.
Roger that, W8FU.
AZHJF Mobile.
time to go home.
KC8KGO.
Did you get my text? I can't hear you.
How about now?
Okay. Address to me yet?
Yes, sir. No, the area quite well. I was shopping over there. So, yeah, when I get closer, I'll give you a call. Probably call you from my work phone. And then we'll coordinate a location from there.
Okay, yeah, I texted you an address, too.
Super, it's about that, too. So I'm going to hit 94 and then get off at the appropriate exit and shoot down right there.
Very good.
N-A-T-T-T. K-A-C-U-J-O.
K-A-R-U-H.
South Anthony, K-A-C-U-J-O.
Not much. What's going on with you?
Over by Wally's area to take a look at her radio he's got for me.
Well, that sounds like fun. I'm just out picking up my daughter from dance class and then headed back to the event that I was at before. So just had a few minutes in the car on the radio and figured I'd call out.
I usually hear one way or another. And dance, ooh, sounds like fun. I was a dance band for 2 years in a row. My daughter and my son both did dance for 11 years. Wouldn't guess what my daughter does now, though.
Yeah, well, I've been, probably 6-7 years now, and I don't see any sight of it ending anytime soon.
Well, my son liked to dance when he was, 3 years old. He's always been dancing around, so got him dance lessons. He loved it. He did it for 11 years. Well, my daughter was, three. She's a couple years younger than my son. She saw what Big Brother was doing, so she wanted to do it. So I got her into dance, and she did it from 3 years old till she was 13. And, after that, she made 10 years. Well, what do you want to do after school? Do you want to still dance? Do you want to continue with soccer? She goes, no, I don't want to dance. I don't want to do soccer. Okay, what do you want to do? She goes, can I ride horses?
Sticking with those cheap hobbies, I see.
Yep, she started riding horses at 13. She's 27 now and owns her own. This is horse number 2. The first one, is after she got him. She got sick, and she had to do the unfortunate thing that most pet owners don't like doing, but it didn't happen. And then she picked up her second one when he was 4 years old. He's 15 now.
That's pretty awesome that she has the ability to own her own. I can't imagine what the cost is, but got to imagine it's rather cheap to board and house and feed a living being that size.
For the horse, she pays, she boards it at a friend's house. And as a matter of fact, not the house, but at a friend's barn. The owner of the barn is also, she gets lessons from her. And the owner's son used to be one of my 4-H riders. I used to announce her 4-H and everything, which she was in also. So she paid, I think, $4.50 for board and feed, turn in, turn out. That's the cheap part. It's all the other stuff that she bought for them. You know, the goofy thing is, had I known when she was 4 years old that that's what she really wanted to do,
I would have paid for riding lessons way back when.
Yep. Well, I know I'll speak for myself, but I got to imagine that you can be included in that, but we're suckers for these kids, and we'll do anything to give them a good experience. So I totally believe you'd pay for them, because I would have done, and I would do the exact same thing.
Oh, I'd do anything for my kids. I still do. My son's 32 and has his own little family. My daughter's 27, and she's got her own boyfriend, but my kids all do anything for her. And, but now she's older, I mean, she has her own truck, she pulls her own horse, she goes and visits them every Sunday, because that's her day off, but she spoils that poor boy. He's a Goomba.
Why wouldn't you spoil it? If it's it's your passion, you might as well.
Yep, there's, she goes up to Oxford. There's a store up there called, Covered Saddle. Or no, Covered Wagon. Covered Wagon. And, she buys so much stuff up there. We've been dealing with them for years. She's like family to them. When the owner is on his army to fit her with a tent, a vendor's tent. And she walks in there, he's like, "Hey, Rachel, how's it going? Hey, I need to step away for a minute. Can you run the store for me?" She's like, "Sure."
That's funny. Everybody needs people like that around that they can trust like that, that's for sure.
Yeah, she's driven out to, Novi area. There's a place called Dover Saddlery. She drove out there to get her new saddles. I'm not going to say how much she spent on them, but she got two new saddles. It's synthetic material, but it's a lot lighter and a lot cooler for the horse. She bought that. She's got her stirrup. She's got her spurs. I mean, just buy stuff here and there, you know. She wants to make sure that he's good to go for the next 20, 30 years.
Yeah, got to have the right equipment for anything. So, you know, I think we all know good equipment costs money. And if you don't buy good equipment, you end up buying it again.
Absolutely. She spoils them. I mean, she gets her medicine for them. He has joint supplements and horse treats and, boy, she's got a little bag, she's got a locker, you know, of course she has her helmet, she's 27 years old, but, you know, it's always safe, you gotta wear that brain bucket.
Yeah,
and my son's girlfriend has a 6-year-old daughter, and she loves horses too, so my daughter went out shopping and bought her a whole bunch of stuff for riding, you know, boots and everything she needs to go ride her horse.
Oh, I don't know. I was just making a comment about the helmet and how you got to have that good protection equipment, because I'm sure you use a helmet every now and again when you're riding a horse.
It's best to wear it all the time while you are in the saddle. I mean, some people, you know, they ride a motorcycle, they don't ride a helmet. You know, some of them don't wear a helmet, others are, you know, wear a helmet because it's safer. And the thing is you can protect a motorcycle, but you cannot protect the movements or the actions of a 1,500-pound animal.
For sure. That's like, you know, you said you made the comment about motorcycles. You can predict the motorcycle. You can't predict the drivers around you is the problem. So I would imagine it is a horse, although can be trained, can be unpredictable.
Absolutely, and I know of two tree riders that have been severely injured. One was cleaning the feet or something in the stall, and she was kicked in the face and had reconstructive surgery. Another one was kicked off or and stepped on her throat. She had reconstructive surgery, and then another one was kicked in the face and had complete reconstructive surgery. So, yes, they are unpredictable. No matter how long you've had them, they are still unpredictable.
Just animals being animals.
Absolutely. And the thing is we wouldn't trade it for the world. You get ornery, and, you know, she knows how to control that, but, you know, we have two goats also. And the boy, he likes to headbutt. He's goofy.
Yeah, we don't, I'm just a city dweller. We don't have any animals in our house. We got a couple hermit crabs, and that's about it.
I was born and raised in Mount Clemens, lived in Los Angeles for 3 years, came back here, lived in Sterling Heights. Moved to Romeo after a while, ended up in the city of Memphis. And been around horses for about 14, 15 years now.
Where'd you live in Mount Clemens? I grew up in Mount Clemens also.
Seminole and Gratiot.
In Seminole Hills or on the other side of, on the east side of Gratiot?
East side of Gratiot. You know where Tropicana Restaurant's at?
Yeah, so you were, what, that's the southeast side of 16 and Gratiot over there?
Absolutely, went to Clintonville High School.
Okay, yeah, I grew up at Harper and Crocker and went to Mount Clemens, so that's my stomping grounds over there, too.
All right. But sounds like you graduated around my kids' years.
Not quite, but probably closer to that than to you. I'm 43, and you said your son's 32, so, yeah. Probably a little closer to them than I am to you.
Yeah, I graduated in 87.
Yeah, so I was right, a little bit closer to them.
All right, now I got to find where NAKPP is, so I'm going to have 73 on your final, and I got to get a hold of him on the landline. KCKTO.
I'm here.
Oh, you are there. Okay. Well, I'm at County Line at 26.
All right. I'm at home, but I'm only like 3 or 4 miles away. See you in a minute.
All right. It was great catching up with you. I am sitting here in the parking lot. My daughter should be coming out soon. So I will catch up with you soon, I'm sure. This is KERUH, and it was great talking to you this evening. 7-3.
7-3, KCKGO, and NAKPP, I am over by, I can't go there, it says Blue Star K9, it's in that little apartment complex, office complex here, off 26.
Okay, I'll call you, I'm heading in the car. I am mobile.
Yeah, I'm just east of County Line here on 26. You'll see that those new office buildings that are down here. I'm parked right in the corner underneath the lamppost here to go to the driveway that's just after me. Watch out for the concrete dividers.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to come in on Radiance Drive. So we're at the farthest south east corner, right there by the retention pond.
I'm going to meet you over there. I'm going to put it in my GPS.
Okay, I'm heading north on County Line, NAKPP. Okay, where are you?
My GPS is working, and it says can't find directions, so... Do you want me to just keep going down east on 26, or?
No, you got to be in Find Auto Doctor. We're right next to them.
Okay, so if I'm sitting at the Shell gas station at 26 and County Line, which way do I go?
Head south, and the first chance you could get to turn left, and take it all the way to the end. That would be the easiest way.
Okay, south on County Line, got it.
Left on Radiance Drive, take it all the way to the end. You'll run out of, you'll drive right into my parking lot.
Right past the state trooper.
W-8-T-A-P. That's funny, there's a whole ton of people out here like 5 minutes ago. Oh well.
W-8-T-A-P, this is on 8-C-L-H. Still monitor?
Yeah, did you say N-8-C-O-H?
N-8-C-L-H, November 8, Charlie Lima Hotel. I just had the radio on in the other room. Happy to hear you call out, so you're going to make contact.
Okay, N-8-C-L-H. Did I get it right that time? Because my phone's going crazy here.
Yeah, that's right, N-8-C-L-H.
Your name here is Eric. I'm just wondering where you're at out there. You could be anywhere. Link repeater system. I'm just leaving work over here at 12 Mile and Mound.
My name's Wade. I'm not sure if you punched it in right, but that was my call. November 8th, Charlie Lima Hotel. I'm over at 6 Mile and Beach Daily in Redford area.
All right, which, are you coming in off the Warren machine, or that'd probably be your closest one, I think.
Yep, the Warren repeater. You said you're where at?
12 Mile and Mound Road, heading towards Shelby Township.
Okay, nice. Just out of curiosity, what kind of radio are you running?
Well, it's sold under a few different names. The one you probably recognize the most is Radiodity DB20G. It's a little 20-watt mobile. It's also Anytone 779UV, and I believe it's also Retivus 95, I think, or Retivus. Yeah, it's sold under like three different brands, but they're all made by Anytone. So, yeah, it's a little 20-watt mobile. It's got a beautiful display on it, and they're inexpensive, and they're best bang for the buck for under $100, I think.
Sounds pretty good, too. I just ordered a Yaesu 300, STM300ER for my car. Hopefully I'll get hooked up, and this weekend I'm riding a Yaesu 500 as a base right now.
Sure, yeah, a lot of people have the STM 200s and 400s, 500s, or whatever. Good radio. Good radios, too. I'm not into the digital that much, so I don't really care about that. So I got something good and cheap. I basically only talk on it when I'm in my car. Driving around. I made a lot of satellite contacts, ISS contacts with this radio. It's been in the car for 3 years and hasn't broke down. It's more than I could say for my friends with their name brand radios that break down.
That's pretty good. That's cool though. I made in contact with the ISS. Hopefully I can do that someday. I'm a new ham, so I just kind of figured I'll try and splurge now so I don't have to splurge later and, you know, get something that I could learn with later on down the road whenever I want to get to digital.
Sure, yeah, I've been a ham since 91, I believe. But I got out of it for about 15 or 20 years and then, like, you know what, I don't know how much I'm going to use this, so let's get some cheap, and this thing's been great. But, yeah, I do have a couple of DMR radios, but I guess Fusion is probably the best digital mode right now. If you have a radio with anything in it, probably Fusion's the best, I would say. So you're good with that, but, yeah, I spent a lot of money on radios back in the day, like, you know, $500 for a mobile. Yeah. But, HTs were $400 to $500. And then, like I said, I don't know what happened, but a bunch of us that are out here all kind of disappeared off the radio for about 15 years, and we all came back. So, don't know about that. This repeater's been, was pretty famous back in the 90s.
I wonder if COVID had something to play with that, just because everyone was inside and picked up old hobbies, you know?
Roger. Then I found out there's GMRS has repeaters. There's a bunch of them up north by my cottage, so I got my GMRS license. I get out there once in a while. And I like to help people out. A lot of the GMRS people kind of want to become ham. Some don't. That's just cool. Some do, and I like to help them out. All of us do, you know. Help them set up their radios and stuff like that. So, but yeah, I didn't even know GMRS had repeaters until about a couple of years ago.
Yeah, my granddad got me interested in ham back when I was in middle school, but it was too difficult for me to understand the concepts of ham, so I took a really long break, unfortunately, before I was able to get licensed. But back in September, I got my GMRS license, and then I was like, you know what, I might as well go ahead and try and get technicians, and a month later, I got that. So now I'm studying for my general. So yeah, I got a GMRS radio in my vehicle, and I got a little bass one too. And because of that, I went and got my ham. But yeah, they're both pretty cool hobbies. I like the ham because there's more repeaters and more people to talk to, at least in the Metro Detroit area.
Yeah, if you just want to talk on UHF only, you know, and you don't want to take a test, I mean, there really is no difference between GMRS and this repeat. I mean, the frequency-wise and the equipment is exactly the same. It's just that you're stuck on 22 channels. You don't have to take any written tests or anything. And the equipment's cheap, but you got 22 channels, and that's it. Or ham, you got way more. One of the things I've gotten into is the All-Star Nodes, which is a little mini computer, like a Raspberry Pi hooked up to a little radio module. You talk into it, and then it connects to the internet, and then you connect to other nodes that are repeaters or in people's houses. So basically it's a mini, portable mini repeater. You know, I don't know if you've heard of that.
I have heard of it. I just haven't got too educated into it. Yeah, I've just been sticking to analog for now, and once I get my general, then get a HF transceiver and then kind of learn that, and then maybe I'll branch off into more of the digital stuff.
Well, All-Star is basically analog. You know you're talking on All-Star right now. The repeaters are all connected to All-Star. If I were to switch, I have an All-Star node in my car, and I could switch it on and connect to this repeater, and you would not tell any difference in my audio. I mean, you know, with Fusion, you can definitely tell. DMR, you know, you can tell digital way it sounds, but with All-Star, it sounds exactly the same as, you know, as analog. But, with me, you know, living in a condo, I can't really put up any big antennas, so I just have a little dual-band mobile at the house with a hidden antenna, and then the rest I do with All-Star, and I can connect to repeaters all over the state through All-Star.
Gotcha. I didn't realize it works like that. That's pretty neat. I just put a Comet GP1 antenna in my attic, and so far I'm hitting some decent repeaters. It's shooting nicely. I'm not sure when I'll throw it on the roof or something. But that's what I'm doing right now.
Okay, right now I'm talking on the Mount Clemens repeater, and it's connected to the Warren one through an All-Star node, and it's also connected to Romeo in Richmond. So anyhow, my audio might have barely changed signal strength-wise, but I'm a little bit farther away to the Mount Clemens machine than I am the Warren machine right now.
I'm picking up pretty good, though, still. Well, that makes it more sense for me, as far as the All-Star nodes go. That's pretty neat.
Yeah, it's pretty good for people who are homebound, a lot of elderly people, they're homebound. They can connect to repeaters in, like, the East Coast Reflector or any repeater up north, you know, they're all connected. And you just talk on an HT. So basically this little repeater puts out like a half a watt, so you can, you know, go anywhere around your house, you know, and just talk on an HT into it. And then when the repeater keys up, of course, it makes the little All-Star node transmit, and then you hear it. So basically, I mean, the best way to describe it is a little miniature repeater in your house or in your car.
That's what that Raspberry Pi is then? Or like a hotspot type deal? Or I think there's a BridgeCom. I think I heard of that too. Is that pretty much the same thing?
That's a little more involved. That is also handles all the digital modes, all stars, analog in, analog out, regular analog walkie-talkie in and out. And the radio modules are under 100, anywhere from 50 to 100. And then the Raspberry Pi 3B is a popular one. Or even the 02W, which is $15. So, you know, for under $100, you can make yourself an All-Star node. You know, it's about a quarter of the price of a, I think the BridgeComs are like $300 or $400.
Yeah, it was over $400 on sale. I looked into it earlier today, so that's some good info you just gave me.
Now, we have an All-Star Hub. Our club has an All-Star Hub, the Who Cares Amateur Radio Group. And from our All-Star Hub, you can connect to repeaters and digital. There's a digital reflector where you can come in on DMR and Fusion and all the other different things, TGIF. So if you had an All-Star node, you can connect, bridge up to other, you know, the digital reflectors as well.
That's cool. I'm making a note of that now, just for future reference.
Yeah, just type in Google, Who Cares Amateur Radio Group. I think we're the first one on the list there. And, yep. Anyhow, I'm over here at 21 and Ryan, so I'm home, but nice meeting you. I'm out here every night between like 6 and 7. Like I said, there's a bunch of guys out here earlier. They all met up somewhere. I don't know where they're at, the bar, restaurant, parking lot, bathhouse. I don't know where they're at, but anywho. All right, nice talking to you, and maybe I'll catch you out there tomorrow. This is WAPAP.
Nice meeting you as well, and HCLH is clear.
KKKK monitoring.
NAKDP mobile home. It's nice and quiet out here tonight.
K8RUH mobile and almost home. How are you doing this evening?
Sorry, I missed the call. NAKDP, only here for a little bit. Just wanted to say hello to anybody that was listening.
That was K-E-8-R-U-H. Kilo Echo 8, Romeo Uniform Hotel. Anthony here.
Oh, hello, Anthony. How goes your day? How goes your battle?
You know, it's almost over. And most of us made it through it. So, you know, can't argue. And just glad to be almost done with the day. Wrapping it up.
Yeah, very good. I'm just leaving the office. I didn't have to work tonight, but my wife has got a little cleaning company. And one of the jobs she got is doing our office. So I have to let her in, and I have to lock it back up. So that was my agenda. Now I'm going to go home, feed the doggies, and call it a night.
Right there with you. I am pulling onto my street now, and unfortunately I've had stuff going since 8 o'clock, 7 o'clock this morning, so I am finally getting home. I'm going to take my shoes off and watch some television and eat some dinner. Get ready to do it all over again tomorrow.
Yep, that's the way it goes. Same here. Doing the same thing you're doing. Final approach. I am in my sub, a still vision. And I got one more block to go. So thanks for getting back to me. Thanks for letting me know my radio still works and that there are still hams out there. So Anthony, you have yourself a good evening. This is NAKPP, handles Wally, Whiskey, Alpha, Lima, Lima, Yankee, and I'll be all done after yours.
All right, Wally, it was great speaking with you this evening, and have a good rest of your evening, as I'm sure the rest of it will conclude quickly, as, at least in my case. I got probably an hour to an hour and a half before I plan on being in bed asleep. So have a great evening, and we will talk to you soon. K-E-8-R-U-H, and I will be clear. 7-3.